The delegates in Cancun are looking at the big picture of what climate change could mean on a global scale. Well, we're going to look small now, really small, and zoom in on the effect climate change may have on one particular spot and one particular species of tiny snail. Banff Springs snails are found only in one place on Earth, and that would be in the hot springs of Banff National Park in Alberta, Canada. Those springs are now drying up. Dr. Duane Lipitsky is a conservation biologist on contract now with Parks Canada in Banff. He's been studying the snails for 14 years, a long time to devote to a tiny snail. Duane Lipitsky, what's so special about the snail that you find in Banff National Park?
Well, it's endemic. That means it's found nowhere else in the world. And here we have a case, as you mentioned in your introduction, where a global change could be affecting a very, very tiny but important component of our ecosystem.
So what's the global change and how's it affecting this tiny snail?
Well, what we've noticed since I started working on the project in 1996, that 12 of the past 15 years, some of the thermal springs have dried up in Banff National Park. Now, we have a number of different theories about what's causing the drying. The most prominent theory, the most plausible theory, is that climate change and changes in precipitation are causing what used to be a very rare occurrence, that is the thermal springs drying up, is becoming extremely commonplace.
And what would the world lose if it lost this little snail?
Yeah, I get asked that question all the time. So why should we be concerned about a little snail? My answer can range anywhere from, well, it's all about biodiversity and how every little thing is important, and it also philosophically, what right do we have to say what species are more important and which ones should be allowed to go extinct? And then there's the legal question. This species is found in a national park, so it's protected under the Canadian National Parks Act. In addition to that, it's listed as an endangered species under the Canadian Federal Species at Risk Act. So by law, the government of Canada, and in turn the people of Canada, have made a commitment to ensure that this species continues to survive.
So what do they look like in the park, in areas where they gather around these springs?
What do they look like? Well, they're quite small. They're about 5 millimeters shell length, and they kind of look like a lemon seed. And these particular individuals, these snails, have lungs, so they most of the time you find them sitting on the top of the water surface on, say, floating sticks and rocks and that type of thing. But one of their favorite places to hang out is on the floating mats of bacteria and algae, which not only provide them substrate, but it also is their food source.
We're going to feature some images of these snails on our website. But, you know, in the big picture, you might have to convince some people that this matters.
Yes, and that's always been a very difficult battle right from day one. Why should people even be concerned about a little tiny snail that's living in hot springs in Banff National Park? Well, what this little snail is telling us is that the world is in trouble. Again, something that used to be an extremely rare event, the thermal springs drying, is now becoming commonplace. So this could be an example of possibly the first Canadian species that goes extinct because of climate change, because without hot water, these snails will not survive.
All right, Dr. Lipitsky, very nice to talk to you. Duane Lipitsky, conservation biologist in Banff, Canada, speaking to us about the endangered Banff Springs snail. Thanks again.
Thank you.